The Philadelphia Inquirer, Thursday, October 26th, 2006, page 1. Comedy Smackdown, The Ivy versus The Beery, by David Hiltbrand, Inquirer staff writer. Comedy lovers have a big decision to make tomorrow night. Who's it going to be? The Ivy League comedy tour at World Cafe Live, or the Real Men of Comedy at the Tower Theater? The Ivy League roster includes Sean Eli Breitbart, Penn, Jennifer DeZura, Dartmouth, Jeff Chrysler, Princeton, and Dan Natterman, Penn. It's an evening for those with discerning tastes. If you prefer good old belly laughs salted with testosterone, the Real Men posse consists of Joe Rogan, Charlie Murphy from Chappelle's Show, and John Heffron from Last Comic Standing. The show is sponsored by Maxim Magazine and Bud Light, which tells you all you need to know. The tone at World Cafe Live promises to be a little more refined, as Breitbart, who organized the Ivy League tour, explains. It's clean and intellectual, he says of the material. By clean, I don't mean somebody can't use a four-letter word, but no smutty sex jokes. Continues on page 5 with the headline, Two Shows, Lots of Laughs. A sample of Breitbart's humor from his website, brainchampagne.com. I never complain. I hired someone to do my complaining for me, but he's not very good at it. Rogan warns that people shouldn't make too much of his tour's macho handle. It's a scam, he says. There's no difference between this and any other comedy tour where you can get three funny guys on a stage. It's not geared for men. It takes too long to develop a stand-up act. It's ridiculous to think you could get three guys with a theme. His own brand of humor is observational. My act is just my uncensored look at life, Rogan says. It's the world through my eyes. Life? Sex, drugs, politics, aliens, animal attacks, magic mushrooms, sunburn, whatever. A sample of Joe Rogan's sense of humor, taken from his website, joerogan.net. I've always thought at the very least we should let all the lions in the zoo chase and kill their own food. I also think feeding them prisoners would be a great idea. I mean, if you're going to kill the prisoner anyway, why not let a lion do it and have a little fun? Just as a means of saving the taxpayers' money, I think it would be a great idea. It costs money to throw someone in the gas chamber, then you gotta autopsy and bury the body. Even more hard-earned taxpayer money gone to waste. Why do all that when you can just feed them to the lions? The Ivy League tour grew out of the reactions Breitbart got at comedy clubs. On stage, he goes simply by the name Sean Eli. People would come up and say, gee, you're the only comedian who doesn't curse, or gee, your humor is a little smarter. I realized there was a demand for this, and since I went to an Ivy League school, I thought using other comics from the Ivies would get us noticed. So far, it seems to be working. Rogan reveals that Real Men is a tie-in to Bud Light's amusing ad campaign. The whole marketing idea is a tremendous disaster, he jokes. It's totally tongue-in-cheek. It's all based on Bud's Real Men of Genius ads. These guys are on the road with us. The announcer says, here's to you, Mr. Shoeshiner guy. And the other guy sings Real Men of Genius. The guy who sings it is actually the guy from Survivor who sang Eye of the Tiger from the Rocky film. Breitbart, who studied marketing and finance at Penn, started submitting jokes to Jay Leno while working on Wall Street. He ventured into stand-up a couple of years ago. It's a nice career, he says, but you don't get rich fast. Rogan, a New Jersey native, has been in the stand-up game for 18 years, although most people associate him with the TV work he's taken over the past few years to pay the bills. I would say 80% of the people who recognize me aren't aware that I'm a comedian, he says. They know me from the Fear Factor or the Ultimate Fighting Championships. The one thing the two shows have in common, the performers are all up there trying to be funny. It's not snobby, obscure, intellectual material, Breitbart promises. We're not doing jokes about Voltaire. There's an inset quiz, Ivy League versus Real Men, testing comedy craniums. Do Ivy Leaguers' brains work differently from Real Men's? We administered a quiz to Sean, Ivy League Eli, and Joe, Real Men Rogan, to find out. The real answers, for those of you trying this at home, are below. On TV, who loved it when a plan came together? Eli, the guy who broke the plan in the first place. Rogan, the man, he's behind everything. If your car's solenoid is broken, what part are you looking at fixing? Eli, the starter, 2 years of auto mechanics in high school. Rogan, the starter. 3. What was Red Fox's birth name? Eli. It was actually White Rabbit, but that didn't sound tough enough. Rogan. Sanford. What does the Sixth Amendment guarantee you? Eli. This is really embarrassing. I have the Bill of Rights on my website. It gives a comedian the right to forget what's on his website. Rogan. Marijuana. What are the names of baseball's Alou brothers? Eli, Paul, John, George, and Ringo. Rogan, Larry, Curly, and Moe. 6. What are the names of the Bronte sisters? Eli, all I can come up with is Charlotte. Rogan, Molly, Dolly, and Holly. What is the name of Hulk Hogan's daughter? Eli, it's either Jenna or Barbara. Oops, wrong father. Rogan, Wendy. Who wrote the novel Sister Carrie? Eli, I'm guessing it wasn't President Bush. Rogan, Carrie's sister. If you're keeping score, the tally was Real Men 2, Ivy's 1. And the real answers, Hannibal from TV's The A-Team, it is the starter motor, John Elroy Sanford, A Speedy and Public Trial, Maddie, Felipe, and Jesus, Charlotte, Emily, and Anne, Brooke, Theodore Dreiser.